From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Reed McCollum, reading Skylark of Valeron by E.E. Doc Smith. Now let's begin with Skylark of Valeron, Chapter 1, Dr. Duquesne's Ruse. Day after day, a spherical spaceship of Aranac tore through the illimitable reaches of the interstellar void. She had once been a war vessel of Osnomi. Now, rechristened the Violet, she was bearing two Tellurians and a Fenachrone. Dr. Mark C. Duquesne of World Steel. Baby Doll Loring, his versatile and accomplished assistant. And the squat and monstrous engineer of the flagship Y427W, from the green system toward the solar system of the Fenachrone. The midpoint of the stupendous flight had long since been passed. The Violet had long been breaking down with a negative acceleration of 5 times the velocity of light. Much to the surprise of both Duquesne and Loring, their prisoner had not made the slightest move against them. He had thrown all the strength of his supernaturally powerful body and all the resources of his gigantic brain into the task of converting the atomic motors of the Violet into the space-annihilating drive of his own race. This drive, affecting alike as it does every atom of substance within the radius of action of the power bar, entirely nullifies the effect of acceleration, so that the passengers feel no motion whatever, even when the craft is accelerating at maximum. The engineer had not...